Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 29. Buongiorno a tutti, benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Marco.
Salve a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Avrei dovuto dire... Io sono Marco.
Ah, Marco, ti ricordi l'episodio precedente, il bonus episode?
Il bonus, sì. Francesca called me Marco in the middle of the episode and I thought, you know what, I think I should just be called Marco from now on.
Sì, infatti da quel momento ho continuato a chiamarti Marco in ufficio e ho visto che anche gli altri hanno iniziato a chiamarti Marco. Suona bene.
Allora, Francesca, cosa facciamo oggi?
Allora, oggi parliamo di verbi e in particolare di una categoria molto interessante, i verbi pronominali.
Molto, molto interessanti questi verbi.
Sì, sì, vedremo anche, ma solo velocemente, i verbi fraseologici, ma lasciamo questi per dopo.
So we're looking at what we could call pronominal verbs.
Sì.
And these are verbs which have additional bits. They've got additional pronouns that are added to the verbs and very often it changes the meaning of the verb.
Sì, esatto. We've seen a lot of them already, but never in a formal, focused way. So this episode is really the opportunity to explore this category of verbs a little bit further.
And I am sure that ce la faremo.
Ah, bravissimo, Mark. Yes, we can do it.
We'll manage it. We'll get by. We'll get through this. And we'll... Stop the chat. Bando alle ciance.
Diamo inizio alle danze.
So, perhaps we should start with that one.
I think you chose the perfect verb to introduce i verbi pronominali, il verbo farcela.
Yeah. So, fare, we know, to do or to make. But when we add the ci and the la to it, or the ce la, because we need to change that ci into ce, because it's followed by another pronoun, it takes on this different meaning of managing to do something, of succeeded in doing something.
Sì, esatto, esatto. As you've just said, pronominal verbs always come from a simple, let's say, verb, a normal verb, as it is the case with verb fare. But then they have certain pronouns added to them. And it's very common to find the pronoun la or ci, which changes to ce, si, which changes to se. And the meaning of the verb changes quite radically in a way, and it takes a completely different meaning or a very specific meaning.
I think there's sometimes a little bit of there's no point in trying to identify what the la stands for, because very often the la doesn't really stand for something specifically. I suppose we could think of it la cosa.
Sì, 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 sì. At times, yes, we want to give a specific meaning to each of them, but I think it's easier to just learn the new verb and in a way accept it as it is and understood its meaning and when it's used.
Yeah, okay. Just before we look at some other ones, can we just take farcela and work at how we would conjugate that, so in the present tense.
Okay, so we start from farcela, which is actually the infinitive. Mm-hmm. So we have far, dropping the e, and then the pronouns ce and la attached to it to form the infinitive. But when we conjugate the verb, we have to move the pronouns in front of the verb as separate entities. So we need to detach the pronouns from the verb.
So they're two separate words, and we would then make it ce la faccio.
Sì, sì.
So I'll manage, I'll get through.
Sì. So we conjugate the verb fare as the normal verb fare, and then we move the pronoun ce and la in front of the verb.
So ce la faccio.
Sì.
Ce la fai.
Sì.
Ce la fa.
Sì.
Ce la facciamo.
Sì.
Ce la fate.
Sì.
Ce la fanno.
Perfetto, bravissimo.
So this, I think what you said, just accepting it, okay? And just, if we forget about this ce and la and what they really mean, just think of ce la faccio as I'll manage, ce la fai, you'll manage, and,
sì,
and so on.
Sì.
There's one little thing that we do really need to keep in mind here, and it's that la.
Uh-huh.
Because as soon as we go into a compound tense, we've got to really be careful.
Sì, sì, because this is like a direct object pronoun, and because it's feminine, we know that it affects the ending of the past participle. So if we want to say, I did it, I succeeded, I made it, then we would say ce la, although with the apostrophe would be ce l'ho, L apostrophe O, fatta.
Yeah. So this is what really confuses me, because we've got the sound lo, but it's L apostrophe O, and then fatta, the A of fatta is agreeing with the la, which has become lo.
I know. It would be ce la o fatta. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman saying ce l'ho fatta, because it's like the...
Yeah, it's the object that we're talking about.
Yes.
Even if it were plural, it's, you know, if it's we made it, ce l'abbiamo fatta.
Sì, it's like we made it in a way.
And the it that we're making is a
it's
feminine
la.
La.
Yeah.
Okay, so keep that in mind while we look at these other examples of these different pronominal verbs. And again, as Francesca said, just that idea of kind of accepting. Don't worry too much about what these individual pronouns might mean or what they refer to. If we just accept it and think, I'm just going to throw this in there. Ce la faccio.
Sì, sì, sì. They all sound very Italian. When you use a pronominal verb, it means that you have really reached a good level of Italian.
You definitely get bonus points, I think.
Sì, sì, sì.
Let's look at some more examples then.
Ok, alcuni dei verbi pronominali più comuni sono, ad esempio, entrarci.
So, entrare, we know to enter.
Sì.
But entrarci doesn't mean to enter there.
No, it means to have something to do.
Yeah.
And it's very common to hear, ma cosa c'entra questo?
Yeah, what has this got to do with it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when Francesca's talking about having something to do, it doesn't mean o molto da fare. Mm-hmm. It means that has got something to do with something else.
Sì, sì.
Okay, let's move on to another one.
Okay, some nice ones again. Piantarla di o smetterla di?
Okay, so smettere is to stop,
sì.
But smetterla di fare qualcosa?
It means to stop or to quit doing something, but it comes across as very strong. It's like when you're really annoyed.
Oh, okay.
Ad esempio, smettila di fare rumore.
Okay, stop making noise. Like, I've had enough of this noise. Smettila di fare rumori.
Sì, o smettila di mangiare tutti questi cioccolatini.
That's what you said to me after lunch today. The problem was Francesca brought lots of lovely chocolates back from Italy, so we had to eat them. So, and piantarle. Piantarla di fare qualcosa is the same.
It's very similar, and they both come across as a little bit strong.
Okay.
So
give us an example with piantarla.
Ma piantala di dire queste sciocchezze.
Okay, so stop saying all these mad things.
Sì.
Okay, what else?
Okay, another one is andarsene.
Oh, wow. So we've got two pronouns here and there. We've got se and ne, or si and ne.
Sì.
But we've heard andarsene many, many times.
Uh-huh.
In the expression, when you say me ne vado,
sì,
literally you're kind of saying something like to me or myself, of it, go. But again, we're trying to avoid thinking about what all these different bits mean and just think of me ne vado as I am leaving.
Sì, and again, there is this idea of adding a strong kind of nuance to the meaning. It's not just vado via, but you can say, for example, me ne vado when you've had enough of something or when you are tired. Or you can also use it with someone when you want someone to leave because, for example, they did something wrong. You would say vattene.
Yeah, that's like, go really away. Strong. Yeah. Do we double the T in vattene?
Si.
Ah, there's another little change that we have to think about there. So vattene, and we've seen that when we looked at other command forms. So remember here, because we're now using in the infinitive the si or the se, andarsene, that is kind of like a reflexive pronoun, and therefore we need to change that depending on who is doing the going away.
Sì, sì, possiamo coniugare forse andarsene, visto che è molto usato.
Sì, certo. Me ne vado.
Sì. Te ne vai.
Se ne va.
Ce ne andiamo.
Ve ne andate.
Sì, se ne vanno.
So I go away, you go away, he goes away, she goes away, and so on. And it's got that idea of I'm out of here, you're out of here, and all that kind of thing.
Sì, sì.
Okay.
Poi c'è un verbo pronominale un po', diciamo, colloquiale, non molto raffinato, ma molto italiano, che è il verbo fregarsene.
I love this one.
It's not very polite, so don't use it too much.
Yeah, not in a job interview or something like that.
No.
So fregarsene. So first of all, the verb fregare on its own, what does that mean?
Fregare is to...
to brush.
Sì, to brush. Yeah. Sì, we could use it as to brush.
So fregarsene, again, we're not trying to identify what the se and the is doing, but let's just think of it on its own as fregarsene, to not care at all, to not give two hoots.
Sì, sì.
So again, this one we need to conjugate. We need to think about the se becoming a reflexive pronoun and so on, and it would become me ne frego.
Yes, which is a quintessential Italian expression, usually with your hand touching the chin. Sì,
someday we need to do this video series, Francesca. We need to get the video series of hand signals in Italian, definitely.
And this also gave birth to a very to a word that does exist in Italian, il menefreghismo.
Yeah, so the concept of not giving a two hoots.
Sì, sì, sì.
Okay, so me ne frego, te ne freghi, and so on. The whole verb would conjugate like it would normally do.
Poi andiamo avanti. Avercela con qualcuno.
Okay, so avercela con qualcuno. I'm not so familiar with this one.
Ad esempio, if I notice that today you're not talking to me, you're not smiling at me, you're different... Mm-hmm. Then I could ask him, Mark, ma ce l'hai con me oggi?
So, are you in a bad mood with me?
Sì, that kind of idea.
Okay,
sì.
So, ce l'hai con me?
Aha.
Are you in a bad mood with me? Sì. Ce l'ho con te. I'm annoyed with you.
Sì.
That idea. Is there an idea of having it in for someone?
Sì, sì. Okay. Very often, like pupils in school would say, la professoressa ce l'ha sempre con me. Okay. She's always like picking on me, for example.
Yeah, okay. But that never happens here. So.
No.
So that's avercela con qualcuno. We need the con in there.
Sì. Mm-hmm. Mettercela, usually followed by tutta, mettercela tutta.
So this is when we make a huge effort to do something. We do everything possible in order to achieve something.
Sì, sì.
And it's tricky. For me, it's tricky anyway, because we've got to think about the stress here. So it's mettercela.
Sì, the stress remains on the infinitive as it is without the pronouns. Mettere, mettercela. So it's always on metter.
Mettere. Okay, so mettercela tutta. Give us an example of that.
Per questo esame ce l'ho davvero messa tutta.
Okay, so per questo esame, for this exam, ce l'ho, so that's L apostrophe H-O, ce l'ho messo tutta.
Ok, attenzione, we have that pronoun la again.
Okay, so ignore what I've just said. Ce l'ho messa tutto.
And tutta.
Tutta, certo. So, yeah, that's my mistake there. Don't make the same mistake as me. So we've got mettercela, and it's that la, the feminine idea there, that means we need to think about messa tutta.
Sì, wow. The idea is that I put it all and imagine tutta la mia forza, tutta la mia energia.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, that helps with that one, tutta la mia energia. Okay.
Okay, un altro verbo è cavarsela, cavarsela.
Right, so this is, it kind of means like when you get by something. Yeah,
sì.
You manage to do something just in the war sort of thing.
Sì, sì. Ad esempio, se ti dico, Mark, com'è il tuo giapponese? You could say, sì, dai, me la cavo.
Me la cavo. I don't get by in Japanese before anybody asks a question.
Sono sicura invece che te la cavi benissimo.
So, sono sicuro che te la cavi. I'm sure that you get by very well.
Sì.
But this is really nice way of using these verbs and not worrying about them, just throwing them into the conversation. So me la cavo,
sì.
I get by. If we were using this in like the perfect tense, does it change its meaning slightly?
Ad esempio, se parliamo di un colloquio, job interview, e diciamo, com'è andato il colloquio? Sì, dai, me la sono cavata.
Me la sono cavata.
Uh-huh.
So, me la sono cavata.
Sì.
So, we need to think about that here because it is pronominal. It's using a reflexive and therefore we're using essere.
Mm-hmm.
So, me la sono cavata.
Mm-hmm.
I got by. It went okay.
Sì, sì,
I think
sì,
I managed
sì.
to do
it's
my
like
best.
Like I defended myself well. That's the idea.
Okay. So sì. just a little tricky when it gets into the perfect tense,
uh-huh.
especially because we've got to think about this with essere as well.
Sì. E ancora uno forse? Abbiamo ancora il tempo per uno?
Just in the more.
Prendersela con qualcuno? Per
right.
qualcosa.
Okay. So this is when you kind of get offended.
Sì.
By someone because of something.
Sì, sì,
okay.
sì. You are offended. It can have different nuances depending on the situation. You
okay.
can also like get angry with someone mm-hmm. because of something.
Give us an example.
La mamma se l'è presa con Michele per la situazione.
Okay, there's quite a lot in here, Francesca.
Sì.
So la mamma se l'è presa. So
sì.
let's think about this. That first se is the se of prendersela.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the se that's stuck onto the end of this,
sì.
which we use in front of the verb. Then you said le.
Sì.
Se l'è presa.
Sì, we...
So can I ask, is the le L apostrophe E grave?
Sì, verb to be.
Yeah.
Sì.
So this is from essere. It's part of our compound tense, part
sì.
of it's the auxiliary verb, basically. And it's è, because it's just like saying è andata. Lui è andato, or la mamma è andata.
Sì.
So è comes in there. But mm-hmm. the L apostrophe before that is referring to the la.
Sì.
Because that la is in there as a preceding direct object, in a sense,
sì.
we need to make our past participle agree.
Perfetto.
Se l'è presa.
Aha.
Con chi?
Con Michele.
Con Michele. Okay, so she got angry or annoyed at Michele.
Per la situazione.
Because of the situation.
Okay, sì.
Wow. Mamma mia.
Ti serve una pausa.
Mi serve una pausa, ma credo ce l'abbiamo fatta.
Sì, ce l'abbiamo quasi fatta.
Quasi fatta,
perché
okay.
mancano ancora i verbi fraseologici.
Oh, okay. However, these are not quite as complicated.
No,
we've
no,
come
no.
across these many
yes.
times.
It's just really to mention the name and
mm-hmm.
the idea of phraseological verbs,
mm-hmm.
if you say that in English.
I'll take your word for it.
It's basically verbs which we already know, like andare, cominciare, finire, stare, which add more information about the action expressed by a verb. So we know...
when it happens.
When
in
it
a
happens,
sense. Yeah.
Yes.
And I suppose one of the key things with this is we need to remember which preposition to
esatto,
use.
Esatto, sì,
yeah.
sì.
So, for example, to start to do something.
Sì, iniziare a fare qualcosa.
To stop doing something.
Finire di fare qualcosa.
Or could we say smettere di fare qualcosa.
Smettere di, sì,
yeah.
sì.
And to be about to do something.
We have the verb stare, stare
mm-hmm.
per fare qualcosa.
So yet a different preposition. There's another way to say that when you're kind of on the verge of doing something.
Sì, una bella espressione. Essere sul punto di.
Yeah, so again a different preposition, but to be on the point of doing something
uh-huh.
or on the verge
sì.
of doing something.
And then we saw in the previous episode, obviously, stare plus the gerund.
So that's when you're actually doing it. It's the ongoing action there. So I think the key thing here is, again, we've come across these before, but the key thing is just watch that preposition and think of it, the preposition going along with the verb.
Molto importante, sì.
Ce l'abbiamo fatta.
Ce l'abbiamo fatta veramente questa volta. Sì, sì.
We'll pause there for a break and then afterwards we're going to be listening to a conversation and you never know, there just might be one or two pronominal verbs in there.
Chissà.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break Italian Season 3, we are also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your Italian.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode in which we'll go through every detail of the dialogues, and a third episode for each lesson in which Francesca will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the lesson topic. Of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakitalian.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Francesca, tell us about the conversation that we're going to listen to now.
Okay, this is a conversation between Michael, who is an Erasmus student currently studying Italian in Italy. Che bello, che fortuna. And he's talking to his teacher, his professor, his lecturer, because he has some doubts about his progress with Italian, about his knowledge of the language. So I think he needs to be reassured a little bit.
Okay, let's have a listen to this conversation now.
Sì, avanti.
Buongiorno, professoressa Stefanoni.
Salve, Michael. Prego, si accomodi. Scusi il disordine, ma sto per cambiare ufficio e quindi devo sistemare un po' di cose.
Non ti preoccupare, non si preoccupi. Mi scusi, non mi sono ancora abituato a dare del lei. Sai, in Gran Bretagna non esiste. Non se la prenda se faccio degli errori.
Stai tranquillo, anzi, diamoci del tu, così sarà più facile per te. E poi, in questo modo, mi sento meno vecchia.
Grazie mille.
Allora, nella tua email mi hai detto che volevi parlarmi di una questione un po' seria.
Sì, esatto. In pratica, comincio a pensare di non essere all'altezza della situazione. I corsi sono troppo difficili per me e non ce la faccio a leggere gli autori italiani in lingua originale, come ad esempio Calvino e Zeno. L'altro giorno mi sentivo così triste che quasi ero sul punto di fare le valigie e andarmene.
Mi dispiace che tu ti senta così. Questo dovrebbe essere un anno speciale per te, un anno che ricorderai con il sorriso per il resto della tua vita. Secondo me, tu sei troppo esigente con te stesso. Non puoi continuare ad essere così negativo.
Ma è vero, sono un disastro.
Ma dai, smettila. Invece, sei un ragazzo di grande talento. Non vedi come stai conversando senza problemi proprio adesso?
E cosa c'entra?
Come cosa c'entra? Significa che hai un'ottima padronanza della lingua e che ce l'hai messa tutta per arrivare fino a qui.
A me sembra di parlare quello che la nostra professoressa d'italiano in Inghilterra chiamava italiano maccheronico.
Ma piantala, ti prego.
Piantare? In che senso?
No, no, non devi piantare niente. Piantala in italiano significa smettila.
Ah, non conoscevo questa espressione. Che carina. Cercherò di usarla domani durante le lezioni del professor Morsini. Ho come l'impressione che, per qualche motivo, lui ce l'abbia un po' con me.
Ma che dici? Proprio ieri parlavo con lui e mi ha detto che te la stai cavando alla grande.
Veramente ha detto così?
Certo, perché dovrei dirti una bugia? Mi ha anche detto che ha cominciato a darvi delle poesie da leggere e che tu hai fatto un'ottima analisi del testo.
Sì, in effetti ho fatto un bel lavoro. Il professore mi ha fatto i complimenti in classe e ovviamente qualcuno mi ha chiamato secchione.
Oh, non prendertela, anzi, fregatene, è tutta invidia. Senti, mi sembra che tu non abbia alcun problema. Cerca di avere più fiducia in te stesso e anche di goderti il tuo anno all'estero. Vedrai che te la caverai.
Grazie, professoressa. Allora, smetterò di lamentarmi ed inizierò a guardare la vita in modo diverso.
Questo mi sembra l'approccio giusto.
Non so come ringraziarti o ringraziarla.
Dai, aiutami a portare giù queste scatole allora.
Certo.
Okay, so let's have a little chat about this. Hopefully Michael's feeling a little better now.
Sicuramente, sì, sì, sì. So as we said in this dialogue, we see Michael, who is an Erasmus student, and he's talking to la professoressa Stefanoni.
Mm-hmm. So they're in her office, and the office is a little bit untidy because she's about to move to a new one.
Sì, and Michael makes a, let's say, a mistake. It's not really a mistake, but something that happens when learning Italian. He uses the informal way of speaking because he's not used to the formal one.
But the lecturer is not offended. She tells him not to worry. And I think there's possibly a little element of her which actually quite likes being addressed as tu.
Yeah.
It makes her feel younger.
Yeah, I can relate. Then they move on to discussing Michael's situation because he's apparently struggling a little bit with reading Italian authors like Zeno and Calvino, familiar authors for us.
Yeah, and I think to the extent, he's worried to the extent that actually he was close to leaving Italy and going back home.
I know. Triste, but luckily his lecturer reassures him, saying that he should just enjoy his year abroad and not to be too harsh on himself.
But this doesn't really help Michael.
No.
He still thinks he's a little bit of a disaster. But I think the lecturer tries to show him how well he's managing, he's getting by in Italian.
Aha, because they're having this conversation in Italian, but it doesn't understand what the point is. And so the lecturer explains that having a conversation in Italian means that basically he is fluent and he has come a long way to be where he is just now.
Yeah. The problem is he is convinced that what he speaks, the Italian that he speaks, is what his Italian teacher back home used to call broken Italian, or which my grandmother used to call broken down Italian.
Ah, che carina! La professoressa Stefanoni uses a very Italian expression, piantala, meaning stop it, enough, which Michael does not understand. He doesn't know it, and he can only think of the verb piantare, which means to plant, so he cannot see the connection.
Now we obviously know what piantare or piantala means because we've talked about it in this episode of Coffee Break Italian. Unfortunately, Michael hadn't listened to this episode yet. However, when Professoressa Stefanoni explains what it means, Michael then has the idea of using it in one of his classes with Professor Morsini,
si,
because he thinks that he has it in for him.
Sì, ma la professoressa Stefanoni is surprised to hear this because she knows that Professor Morsini is quite happy with Michael's performance in class.
This surprises Michael. Uh-huh. He can't quite believe it. But the professoressa goes on to say that Professor Morsini had said that Michael did a great analysis of a poem.
And Michael has to admit that this is actually true because Professor Morsini complimented him and in class it was even called secchione, which is the Italian for SWAT.
SWAT, yeah. So they come to the conclusion that in the end all is good and that Michael should be more self-confident and just enjoy his time abroad.
Sì, allora alla fine Michael dice that he will start looking at life differently from now on. He thanks his lecturer and she asks him to help her carry some of the boxes to the new office.
It sounds like a fair deal in the grand scheme of things. Okay, now, that is almost it for this lesson. But, of course, as ever, there is time for ancora una cosina.
Sì, esatto, Mark. La cosina di oggi è legata all'incomprensione che c'è stata tra Michael e la professoressa quando lei ha usato il verbo piantala.
Mm-hmm. So she said piantala, meaning stop it right now.
Sì.
He understood that as meaning plant it.
Plant it.
So what is your cosina?
So when a situation like this happens, when there is a misunderstanding, in Italian we would use a Latin expression or some Latin words more than a Latin expression. Uh-huh. And we would refer to a situation like this as un qui pro quo.
Right. Now, that is interesting because we have the expression, or we use the expression in English, quid pro quo, I think. But it means slightly different things
in
English.
I know, I noticed that.
When you do something for me and I'll do something for you.
Yeah, some sort of exchanging favors.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in Italian, it's got a different meaning.
Yes, it's more like a misunderstanding. Like when in Latin, you would use the pronoun qui, mm-hmm. which is the nominative, uh-huh. instead of the pronoun quo, which is the ablative. So,
well, impressed.
I've done my research.
Ablative, that is not a word I've heard in a long time since I studied Latin about 100 years ago. There we go. So qui pro quo.
Uh-huh.
When something is misunderstood, when you say something but someone misunderstands it and thinks something else.
Esatto, sì. A misunderstanding, basically. Yeah. We would say, c'è stato un piccolo qui pro quo.
Okay, there has been a little misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that is where we are going to finish off for today.
Sì, Mark, possiamo dire che ce l'abbiamo fatta.
Ce l'abbiamo fatta, ce l'abbiamo messa tutta.
Bravissimo.
We made all our efforts per... Would we say per capire
sì,
i verbi pronominali?
Sì, sì.
Ok.
Bravi. Possiamo dire che ce la siamo cavata egregiamente.
We got there, yes. Grazie mille, Francesca.
Grazie a te, Mark. Grazie a tutti.
Alla prossima.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.